A new agriculture visa promising to bring thousands of workers from Southeast Asian countries onto farms by Christmas 2021 has been plagued by delays and has also fueled tensions within the government. The visa was ready to be rolled out in October, but more than 4 months on, not a single country has signed on. Cherry farmer Tom Eastlack says a lack of overseas and local workers, border closures and COVID-19 have had a major impact on his business.
We've found it very difficult to find staff, even in, you know, permanent roles. At a point for longer than the last 2 years where we've been pandemic affected, but certainly it's, again, escalated for the last 2 years. So is, you know, you're dealing with a very small pool of people. So, you know, traditionally we have pulled from a mixture of Australian employees and international. We have a fairly broad mix of backgrounds, of young people, grey nomads, international travellers, people who do, you know, travel a horticultural circuit, if you will, for a living. And those people have just really, you know, dwindled down in numbers.
It's another barrier in an already struggling agriculture sector that has seen farmers throw away their crops due to the lack of staff.
Because of that, we've picked, you know, 50% of the time. We lost a lot of our crop to weather this year. But of the remainder that we had, we probably lost, you know, were forced to leave behind 40, 50% just because we didn't have the staff to pick it. And other growers might not be as pronounced as that, but everybody's had an impact for less staff and have had to sacrifice some fruit to just fall on the ground just because they didn't have enough people to pick it.
The government has said the scheme would be offered to the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which include Thailand, Cambodia, Brunei, Myanmar, Philippines, Malaysia, Laos, Vietnam, Singapore and Indonesia. The government is currently in negotiation with 4 countries. So far, Indonesia has signed a memorandum of understanding, but the status of the other 3 countries remains unknown. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud told SBS the progress of the visa announced last June now rests with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne.
Well, I'm totally frustrated, as are Australian farmers. We put this in place on the 1st of October. The last thing to be done is for the bilaterals to be completed by Department of Foreign Affairs and Trades. That's their job. That's what they do day in, day out, and we expect them to do it. The Foreign Minister has given myself and the Prime Minister a strong commitment that it'll be done January, February this year. We expect that to be lived up to. And then what we need to do is just get on with the job and prove to the rest of the world that we are a good industry in which we'll look after their citizens and make sure that they have a pathway to permanent residency to become part of this great nation.
In a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs said that bilateral discussions with Indonesia were well advanced, with the finalisation of the negotiations depending on each country agreeing to arrangements. SBS News has spoken with several embassies which say they're in ongoing discussions with the Australian government, but that there's no timeline for a final decision. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne told a Senate committee the government wants to finalise agreements as soon as possible.
Discussions with Indonesia are well progressed. I think it is very important that we are able to assure sending countries, as of course we do through the PALM program as well, of the protections that will be in place for their workers, of the arrangements that will underpin the administration of the scheme. So I am very respectful of those processes in sending countries, and particularly at this point in time with Indonesia, and I hope to finalise those soon.
The initial announcement was made in response to Australia's free trade deal with the UK, which scrapped the requirement for British backpackers to work on farms for 88 days if they wanted to stay in Australia for 2 years. But the program could see just a fraction of the workers needed in the short term, fueling tensions within the government between Liberals and Nationals, particularly as a federal election draws closer. The delays will likely cause some regional MPs to apply pressure on senior leadership to find solutions. David Littleproud says farmers are frustrated by the delay.
Well, I'm totally frustrated, as are Australian farmers. We put this in place on the 1st of October. The last thing to be done is for the bilaterals to be completed by Department of Foreign Affairs and Trades. That's their job. That's what they do day in, day out, and we expect them to do it.
A key concern among the nations remains citizen welfare, following revelations of poor pay conditions among some Pacific Islander workers, with some allegedly receiving as little as $100 a week. The Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, Daniel Walton, has directly approached ASEAN embassies, encouraging them not to sign up to the visa program.
We've been quite rightly meeting with a lot of embassies from our ASEAN friends in Southeast Asia and our friends in the Pacific. And the message that we've been saying to them is, be careful what you sign up for. We already have some visa arrangements in place that are open to exploitation. We're seeing workers giving evidence just last week of working 64 hours in a week for $100 pay. This is happening not just to Pacific Islanders, they're happening to a lot of visa workers working in our shores.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.